This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 28, Thursday. Our reading comes from John chapter 19. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When was the last time you became really thirsty? Perhaps it was a hot day, or maybe you were doing a tough workout, or maybe you were on the highway in a car for too long without a stop. We all know what it feels like to get really thirsty, and although it may seem like a small thing, it can make us feel miserable. John tells us that one of the last things Jesus said from the cross was, "I am thirsty." And we might wonder why John bothers to include this detail. There's power in this image of Jesus, who described himself as the living water, saying, "I am thirsty." It's a physical proof of his suffering for our sake. Jesus thirsts in order to quench our thirst. He is dehydrated on the cross so that we may have living water. In our world today, in which the main goal for most people is to seek an easier, more comfortable life, we must remember what Jesus was willing to go through. We don't like to be thirsty or hungry or to experience pain of any kind, but following the way of the cross means giving sacrificially of ourselves. This means giving till it hurts, and more. It doesn't mean ignoring our need for boundaries, but it may well mean giving of ourselves until we too become thirsty, as Jesus did. Pray with me. Father, show me how to give of myself, even when it's uncomfortable, so that others may have life in you. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.